Tankerama's the name of the game.
PBR World Finals passes this Saturday on the line for a little Monday morning Hank-a-rama, the game within a game within a game.
Tiki-tiki.
So we need you, Hank fan, brave and bold contestant number 9 right now. Then you will choose which game you want to play.
What are my choices, Chip?
Always glad you asked there, Jim.
Number 1.
We just said this.
What?
We literally just said this.
What are you talking about?
It was just said on a certain radio show of note here at this station.
KB and Heather Lee.
We just said this. Game number 2.
Number 2.
You never know where it'll go or what it's about or nothing. Trivia Generica.
Trivia Generica.
A lot of awes today. Or
number 3.
The always popular door number 3. Are you smarter than a DJ? Play the odds.
Really, really hope
play the game. First up to play. Hello, Tank.
Rude.
Wow. All right, somebody Rude. Just... it's that kind of Monday going on for them. That's unfortunate. All right, good morning, Tank. Who's this? Where are you?
Brianna Johnson.
Hi, Brianna. What are you out there doing today?
Headed to work.
Mm. What do you do?
I'm a paralegal.
Not just a single legal paralegal, mm-mm. Ladies and gentlemen. She does it all.
There's a special place in heaven for you, Brianna, because you do all the things.
Do you work for a famous attorney, you know, like one that has a billboard and a catchy name? You know, like, the strong arm or the cowboy or the gorilla?
Ooh.
No, I don't.
100 attorneys versus a gorilla.
I think the gorilla's going to win.
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But who's going to sue him afterwards?
I know.
Yeah, law offices.
Broke.
Houston, true. San Antonio, and oddly enough, Kerrville. Well, let's see if you can take your Texas hammer and bust your way through Hank-a-rama this morning. You're Hank fan number 9. You're our contestant. Which game do you want to play? Do you want to play We Just Said This, Trivia Generica, or Are You Smarter Than a DJ?
Are you smarter than a DJ?
All right.
Number 3.
It's Lee's turn to leave the courtroom this morning to adjourn and be sequestered outside in our quote-unquote lobby. All right. Here's how it works, Brianna. I will ask you and Heather Lee the same question. If you get it right immediately, you win your way to the PBR. If you get it wrong, hope Heather Lee gets it wrong. Or if we have a hung jury and somehow she gets it right and you get it wrong, then we declare a mistrial.
Hey, okay. I'm ready.
I don't understand what most of those legal terms are. I hope you do, by the way. Here we go. It's not a legal question, though, but all right. We were actually kind of just speaking about this. So Wednesday is looking to be... Are you excited for a 100-degree weather day?
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, looks like could be the hottest May 14th on record, but that title is currently held the record for the hottest May 14th. By the way, 95 degrees. 6 degrees below the projected high, by the way. So that current May 14th Wednesday record for 95 degrees was set... In what year? A, 1955, B, 1975, or C, 2005?
I'm going to say C, 2005.
C, 2005. Final answer. Very good. Okay. All right. Heather Lee back in studio. All right. How was it out there in the lobby? Great refreshments?
You know what? You're going to have to summon an affidavit if you really want to know that. And your name isn't even David, so quit being weird.
Up-to-date magazine selection mm-hmm. out there, I would bet to read. All right, here is the question here. We were talking about Wednesday being the record setter as far as hitting 100, 101. That would be about 5-6 degrees above the May 14th record. Which year was that record set in? Was it A, 1955, B, 1975, C, 2005?
The answer, KB, is D, because not only are you going to have to prove that it was hot, we want the records to go along with it, and Brianna will not be summoning them for anyone. Thank you.
Did you watch a lot of Matlock, or did you just... Were
no.
You,
Counselor, don't make me do my Nancy Grace.
Right now, this side of the chamber rests, and I'm excusing myself. Yeah, right now. No, actually, both wrong. The answer was A, 1955.
Great Scott, Marty. Don't ever go back there.
That was a long time ago.
Although we're going to reset it on Wednesday. Mm. Two wrongs make a right. The motion passes. Wait, that's a different kind of court and legislation right there. I need a gavel because you're going, Brianna, to the PBR.
Hey.
Isn't it beautiful to see the legal mm-hmm. process and machine in action?
Yeah, and you know what? She's charging us for that 8 seconds.
Gosh dang it.
By the minute.
Can we keep you on retainer?
Yeah, absolutely can.
I don't think mm-hmm. our dental coverage covers that.
No way.
That's Hank-a-rama!